Celebrating the connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio, featuring your dream team, veterinarian Dr. Debbie White, dog trainer Alan Cable, groomer Joey Villani, communicator Joy Turner, and here are your hosts, Hal Abrams and Judy Francis.
Coming up this hour, Beth Stern. Betho, Beth Stern. That's what I'm going to call her. We're going to interview her. I'm not going to ask anything about Howard Stern, because I think that's taking the high road. Although everybody wants me to.
Yeah,
but that's her man. That's her husband. Shouldn't she be proud? I mean, why would that be taking the low road, talking about her man, her better half? I mean, that reflects directly on her that she chose him. I mean, that's a good thing.
Yeah, but she doesn't want every interview to be about him. She can stand on her own and speak about herself. And she's
interesting as well. Well, absolutely. But that doesn't mean you make believe he doesn't exist. I mean, like he's not there.
Why not?
Judy's
got issues,
Beth. That's
a natural coping mechanism.
Yes. Also this hour, the founder of the Center for Pet Safety, Lindsay Wolko. I'm having trouble talking
you
today.
You are having trouble.
Yes, I am.
Are you the real Hal?
I am the real Hal. And she says that all these pet restraint systems that we put in our cars to make it easier to travel with our animals, she says they'll fail. 100% failure rate.
Really?
And so we'll find out more about that coming up in just a couple of minutes right here. Let's head to the phones. Hey, Jane.
Hello.
How you doing? Where are you calling from today?
I'm calling from Reading, Pennsylvania.
Oh, listening on WEEU.
Yes, I am.
I love that station. Those guys.
I know. They're great.
They are.
We love them.
They are. They're locally owned and operated, too.
Yes, they are.
Okay. What is going on with your animals there?
You guys are
and the Ichi sandwiches there in the kitchen.
Okay. What's going on?
Yes.
I have a 10-year-old greyhound.
Uh-huh.
And she's unlike any other greyhound that I had in that she's very picky as far as what she wants to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And I could probably fill her bowl like forever and to the top, and she'll only eat a certain amount. When I am away for a while and she has to board somewhere, she can be very fussy and sometimes won't eat.
Mm-hmm.
And I can never really keep weight on her. So I have the whole opposite problem of people who need to take weight off their dogs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I can never really keep weight on her.
Yep, so, you have Jack Sprat.
No matter what I feed her. And she'll be even picky as far as with treats and things like that, too. So if she wants to eat them, she will. If she doesn't, she won't.
Now, have you had her for all of the 10 years, or did you just get her when she was older?
I actually got her when she was just about 2 years old, which was pretty young. They usually come off the track around 5 years old if they've raced at all.
Okay.
She did not race. She never made it to even attempt to do that. So.
Okay. And has she eaten, have you fed her dry food all that time, or canned food, or people
food? Sometimes I'll mix in some other things. I'll even sprinkle some cheese, some shredded cheese, which she loves. She does like that, but, she'll pick through certain things and then only eat in a certain amount.
Mm-hmm. Well, a picky eater can definitely be very frustrating. And normally, the callers I get about picky eaters, they're usually small breeds of dogs, toy breeds that just kind of turn up their nose at things. So it's a little bit different having, a large breed dog with us. But greyhounds are kind of like cats. I got to say, they're just kind of different.
They are dogs.
Yeah, they're very different. They're not your normal dog. So a lot of, I guess, feeding strategies that we would have is sometimes the desire to dress the food up is very real. And I can't see your dog, so I can't say how thin or not thin she is. But for me...
You can see her ribs. She's not, right now she's not totally underweight, but she was when I came back from vacation. She had lost quite a few pounds.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of ribs were showing, but, and that's why I didn't know if maybe adding a bit
let
more.
Me tell
I don't want to, of course she's getting to be almost a senior dog, too.
Exactly.
So whether there's issues that way, too.
Well, and that was going to be the first thing, is that greyhounds, the number one thing I think of with greyhounds when we get to that age is rotten teeth. They are just not a breed that has really good periodontal health.
Right.
So for me, I would want to make sure that you've had her teeth cleaned, that we're in good health, because they are some of the most rotten mouths that we encounter in veterinary practice. Greyhounds just from 2, 3, 4 years of age, they've already got really severe periodontal disease and are losing teeth.
Yeah, for a big dog there.
Yeah, so that's definitely something that I would want to make sure. And if your vet hasn't done some current lab work on her, make sure by all means that you do that, because there definitely can be things under the surface, kidney disease, liver issues, stuff like that.
Because I was going to have her teeth done, and she did have some issues with her blood work, and then she didn't have her teeth done, although I was able to scrape some stuff off of her teeth, so they're not super bad.
Okay.
You know,
well,
nothing that's like really, you know.
All right. Like, well, you know, if they found something on her lab work that was abnormal, that's, as a veterinarian, the first thing that I got to go back to is if there's a health disorder that we need to address in some way, that kind of changes the recommendations entirely. So a 10-year-old dog that's not eating that has something abnormal in blood work, we have to address that. Because dogs with kidney disease very commonly will lose their appetite from something called uremic gastritis. So no matter what we throw at them, and what we put in that bowl, they may not eat really well.
Yeah.
So that can be something that trying to overcome that can be very difficult. So we'll probably need a little more info on the background of the lab work. But what I will tell you is that what we will often do if we have a picky eater is I like something called hot dog soup. And I use this a lot for dogs that are picky eaters. And you basically take hot dogs, you boil it, and you use the water. You don't have to always dress a dog's food with other food items. So sometimes just the moisture and the kind of the essence of the hot dog, how wonderful it is, you can add it to the dog's food, and it kind of makes it a little bit more appetizing. And for a dog that may have some dental issues, it softens the food. So that also makes it more appetizing. But if we just have a picky eater who is just picky because of behavioral issues and not a health issue, I want to make sure we have good structure. So you got to make sure that you put the food down at set times and that it comes up at set times. That is very important for a dog that is a picky eater. We want them to know when the food is going to be provided and when it's going to go away. The other things that we'll do, and a 10-year-old dog may not be the best candidate for this, but we find different types of ways to incorporate food. So we might have the little food dispensing toys that they can kind of shake around or chew on or play with that will drop little kibbles out. And that makes it fun, makes it more interactive. Because some dogs are like cats. They just don't like to go up to the bowl and eat. They want to kind of use it like prey. So that makes it more fun. And if your pet is one that we can exercise, it is a known fact that dogs that exercise more eat more. So if I have a little dog that doesn't like to eat, a little poodle or a teacup chihuahua, I'll tell the people, get your dog on a leash, take it for a walk, get it out, get it swimming, get it doing something. Because when they come back to that bowl, they're going to have an appetite. So that's another thing you can definitely think about trying to add in there. But Alan, I hear you.
Yeah, the more focus, and I can tell, you know, you talk about dressing the food up, and the more this dog learns by not eating that he's going to get your attention, that he's going to get you to dress up his food, that he's going to get you to give him different things, the more he's going to use food to manipulate you and not eat. Because he's already learned that by not eating, he gets different things, he gets your attention, he gets you to jump through hoops. A dog, most of the time, when people say their dogs are finicky, it's because they are so obsessed with getting their dogs to eat, they don't realize that their dog is controlling the entire situation. And like Dr. Debbie says, if a dog exercises a lot and you just stick the food there and just walk away and go about your business, the dog will eat when the dog gets hungry. Now, a dog that's been given people food and all these different variations of for a long period of time, it's going to take a while before he says to himself, hey, it ain't working anymore. You know, she's not giving me cheese. I better eat this. That's what they do. They learn to manipulate you and you don't even realize it's happening.
Jane, I hope that helps you there. Thank you for your call today. This pet flipping thing that we've been talking about right in the front of Time Magazine, pet flipping, it's now a thing. Yeah, it is a thing. What is it? Well, in a typical pet flipping situation, a criminal will get a hold of a pet either by stealing it, or they'll see an animal in the pet found poster or an ad on Craigslist. and then claiming to be the owner, they turn around and sell it for a quick profit. So I encourage you, especially in your use with Craigslist, you shouldn't put your animals up there if you're trying to get rid of them.
Not a good thing.
Unsavory people. You really need to make sure that you're releasing your animal to the right person. Little warning from the old Hal Meister and Animal Radio.
Hi, it's Alan Cable. This week, what you should know about getting a dog. Don't underestimate the responsibilities of bringing a pooch home. That dog's going to be with you and your family for the rest of his or her life. Owning a dog is a lifetime commitment. Dogs develop strong bonds to you and your family, to their pack. Before you bring a dog home, think about the cost. It didn't used to be something you had to consider, but now owning pets is pretty expensive. Between food and vet bills, you're looking at about $1,000 a year. And then there's the basic stuff you need to have before you bring your dog home, like a collar, a leash, food and water bowls, toys, and a crate. Before your dog or puppy ever comes home, you'll want a dog-proof your house. Make sure that anything that can hurt your dog is out of reach, like poisonous plants or cleaners, any kind of chemicals, candy and glass that can shatter. Something you should know is that puppies, well, they're a lot of work in the beginning. You've got to house train them. You've got to teach them rules and boundaries. They're going to chew a lot of your stuff up if you're not watching them all the time. Puppies like to investigate and try everything, so make sure there's nothing dangerous for them to get into. It takes lots of time and lots of patience, consistency, and a dedicated schedule. And everybody in your family has to be on the same page. A dog can get very confused when different people in the house have different rules. So keep it simple. Decide what the rules are going to be and have everybody follow them. An important thing you're going to want to do with your puppy early on is to expose him or her to as many people and different environments as you possibly can, so that your puppy will learn to be confident. And you're going to want to continue to do that beyond the puppy years. It's called socialization. It's good for you and your dog because it'll give you both confidence. And remember, you have to be a confident leader. By giving your dog this kind of leadership, you reduce the chances that your dog will ever become fearful or aggressive. Put a lot of time, thought, and consideration into what kind of a dog you want for your family. Border Collies are really smart. Poodles, German Shepherds, Golden Retrievers, and Dobermans are also very smart dogs. Thanks for listening, and get more tips at Animal Radio.
Thousands of authors across the country have written books and published them with Page Publishing. If you've written a book, they can help you through the process, cut through the confusion of the publishing world to make it easy for you. If they decide to publish your book, your work ends, theirs begins. From copy editing and proofing to typesetting and book cover art. Plus, get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and in bookstores across the country. They even help promote your book. Biography, self-help, mystery, novels, sci-fi, or even a children's book, no matter what genre, Page Publishing can bring your book to life. And don't forget to ask about audiobooks. We do all of this for you. Call today for your free writer's guide packed with tips, tricks, and templates to help you finish what you started.
800-215-6815. 800-215-6815. 800-215-6815. That's 800-215-6815.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, let's talk ED, because millions of men experience it, but not everyone can access or afford treatments like Viagra. Well, Hims can help. Through Hims.com, you can get a full range of treatment options for ED, including daily or as-needed meds, through a 100% online process. It all starts with an online intake form. Get started at Hims.com/joy, and from there, a medical provider licensed in your state will determine if ED treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. Find the ED treatment that fits your needs, with options up to 95% less than the brand names. Millions of men experience ED. But Hims can help. To start your free online visit and save up to 95%, go to Hims.com/joy. That's Hims.com/joy for your free online visit. Hims.com/joy.
Everyone has a community, a neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship,
work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use, community members can be your eyes and ears when you're not with your kids and alert you to signs of potential problems. Learn more at talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.